Maaser Sheni Perik Beis Mishnah Yud to 10, the last of the Perik. One of the basic halachas of Maaser Sheni is that one may not eat or drink Maaser Sheni if he or it is in a state of tuma. This mission will consider how it's possible for a family where some of the members are tame and some are tahor could share a pitcher of wine, where we vest the wine with the kedusha of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim by transferring kedusha from a coin that the, let's say, the father brought up onto that wine. So the Mishnah says, Mishahayu miktsas banav tameim u'miktsas tahorim. If the father has a family and half of his children are tame and half of them are tahor, so how can they all drink from the same pitcher of wine? And how can the father spend his Maaser Sheni coin on that wine? Meniach es ha-sela, he gives the sela coin to the bartender, let's say, and he says, Ma sha-tahorim shosim, he's allowed to say, the wine that is drunk by my tahor children, sela zu mechulala salav, the kedusha will go from this coin onto that, those cups of wine, meaning the father, I guess, will have to come up with more money to pay for the drinks that his non-tahor children drank from. But that's going to work. The setup I described worked. It'll come out then that both the tahor and tamei children can drink from the same pitcher, and it's going to be fine. Those who are tamei will not have Maaser Sheni drink, and those who are tahor can drink from the Maaser Sheni. Now, just a bit of logistics here, besides for him having to pay the bartender for what his, with a separate coin that hasn't got Kedushas Maaser Sheni, for what his children who were tamei drank. So if the tumor we're talking about here is, let's say, for argument's sake, tumas mace, like the, some of the boys were exposed to a corpse, and if we assume that the pitcher is made out of cheres, out of earthenware, so the halacha is that tuma from someone who's tamei mace won't transfer through the outside of a earthenware pitcher. And that being the case, as the Mishnah sort of sounds, they could just put the pitcher in the middle of the table and everyone can help themselves. It's no problem, because even if the boys are tamei, some of them are tamei, from Tumas Mace, they won't transfer Tuma into the jug, and that all the wine will stay Tahor. And that's the simplest understanding of the Mishnah. Again, it requires that the kind of Tuma we're talking about is quite limited. But if the boys, for example, were Zavim, so then certainly they would convey Tuma even by Heset, and they couldn't handle the jug at all. And similarly, if the jug was not Cheres, earthenware, but it was, let's say, any klishetef, like for argument's sake, a metal container, if it were a metal jug, then the tumah would transfer through, and that being the case, of course, the father, let's say, would have to pour for each of his sons separately, since the tamei sons couldn't touch the pitcher.